The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simin Yodalet, Dine Psuke de Zimra, the Moaz of Psuke de Zimra. Sif Vav. If a person was delayed, he came late from coming to, he was delayed coming to shul, I mean he came late to shul, to the synagogue, until after the congregation started to pray, and if he will pray in order, he will not be able to reach the Shemoneh Esrei prayer in order to pray Shemoneh Esrei with the congregation. And the main thing is, she is palo Shemoneh Esrei Matzibur, that a person should pray the Shemoneh Esrei prayer together with the congregation. Meaning this that we mentioned earlier about the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur, praying with the congregation, and that's specifically a reference to praying Shemoneh Esrei with the congregation, as we mentioned at that time. Therefore, Yochel Ledaleg, he is able to skip Kashe Yisrael, like we will explain. Before we talk about what a person is allowed to skip, we should just mention how important it is not to skip. It is extremely important for a person to come on time to davening so that he will not have to skip. The Pais can bring from the Sefer Magid Mesharim that the Malach, the angel, that appeared to the Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, and told him many things that were recorded in a Sefer Magid Mesharim. And he speaks to him about how bad it is when one does not daven in order, and one does not daven the entire prayer from the beginning to the end in order, and how much of a detrimental effect it has on one's prayers and on the efficacy of one's prayers. And therefore, one should make every effort to make sure to come early to shul, or at least certainly to come on time, so he'll be able to put on his talis, his tefillin, and pray from the beginning straight through to the end without having to skip anything. If, however, a person is stuck, this time it happened, what can he do? He woke up late, there's no later minyan, he has to get to work, he's not feeling well, whatever the situation is, and he doesn't have a choice. So then, he can skip, as we will explain. Now, we mentioned before that the definition of tefillah b'tzibur, praying with the congregation, is optimally to start together with the congregation. However, even if one does not start exactly with the congregation, as long as the congregation is still praying the silent Shemoneh Esrei, if one starts his Shemoneh Esrei at that time, that is still called Tefillah B'Tzibur, and one would not have to skip in order to be able to start the prayer together with the congregation exactly, as long as he'll start a little bit afterwards, and the congregation will still be praying. If, however, he will not be able to start while the congregation is still praying, but he thinks he'll be able to start when the chazan will be starting his repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, and the person who's late will be able to pray together with the chazan. So in that case, it seems to be a disagreement among the Paiskim whether one should skip in order to start Shemoneh Esrei together with the congregation, or whether one does not have to skip in that case, because praying with the chazan is also considered, Tefillah B'Tzibur is also considered praying with the congregation, because the prayer of the chazan is on behalf of the entire congregation. And that seems to be modern-day machlokes ha-paiskim, a disagreement among the paiskim, once you consult his personal rav as to what he himself should do. So, back to the kitzur. Ach birchat al netilas yadayim. However, the blessing of al netilas yadayim, the one recites in the morning after washing his hands, or birchat ha-Torah, and the blessings of the Torah, lasek b'divrei Torah and asher bachar banu, or birchat Elokei Neshama, and the blessing of Elokei Neshama about the restoration of the soul in the morning. Ma'olam, always, tzarech leimar, kedem atfilah, a person has to make sure to say them before prayer. Because, as we mentioned earlier, the blessing of Al Netilas Yadayim was only instituted for prayer, and therefore after prayers are over, there's no more of an obligation. You lose the ability to say the blessing of Al Netilas Yadayim. The birchat HaTorah, there is a possibility that when one says the bracha of Ava Rabba right before the bracha, right before Kriya Shema, one may have fulfilled his obligation of Birchas HaTorah, as we discussed earlier, and therefore one does not want to lose out on the opportunity of saying Birchas HaTorah beforehand, and therefore one has to say it beforehand. And the bracha, the L'Kai Neshama, we mentioned earlier that if one says Shemana Esrei, the blessing of Mechaye HaMesim, he who resurrects the dead, is also going to cover the blessing of the restoration of the soul, because sleep is a miniature death. And when the soul is restored, it's a little bit like Tchias HaMesim, like the restoration of the dead, and therefore that blessing will no longer be able to be said once a person has recited the Shemana Esrei. And therefore, we do not want to lose these blessings, therefore they have to be recited before the prayers. V'alkein, and therefore, in Lay Amram, the day said, if a person did not say them at home, and now he gets to the synagogue, he realizes that he is late, and he will not have a chance to, he has to skip in order to catch up to the congregation to be able to say the prayer of Shemana Esrei together with them. Still, Tzarech L'Amram, the basic necessity, he has to say these blessings in the synagogue, Avfilu im Ayudeza, and even if through saying these blessings, he's Acher, he will be delayed, Mila his Pala L'Matzibu, from being able to pray together with the congregation. He doesn't have a choice. Rather than, he should not pray with the congregation, rather than lose the opportunity to say these blessings. However, all the other Birchas HaShachar, all the other morning blessings, can be recited if you're stuck after prayers are over, and therefore one should skip them in order to pray together with the congregation. Began Kriya Shema and Habrachas B'Shachris, so too Kriya Shema, together with the two blessings before it and the one blessing after it in the morning, Sarech Loimar Dafka Kedem Hashemana Esrei, they must be said specifically before the Shemana Esrei prayer. Tahainu, that means she asks Birchas Yetzer'ar, you should start the blessing of Yetzer'ar right after Baruch Hu. Mispalo Keseder, and you should pray in order Ad Acha Shemana Esrei until after Shemana Esrei, B'lish Shom Hesek, without any interruption, without any breaks. And the reason for this is, he says in parentheses, Kedem Ahasmech Gula L'Tfila, in order to connect the blessing about the redemption from Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, to prayer, to the Tefillah Shemana Esrei, the Hainu Gal Yisrael Shemana Esrei. That's the bracha we say, Gal Yisrael, which is after Kriya Shema. We want to connect that to Shemana Esrei, and because it's one unit, the three brachas surrounding Kriya Shema together with Kriya Shema are a unit. Therefore, in order for one to connect the blessing of Gal Yisrael to the Shemana Esrei, one has to start from Yetzer'ar and continue straight the entire way until Shemana Esrei. And therefore, if you will not be able to pray with the congregation, unless he skips the brachas of Kriya Shema, and Kriya Shema, you should rather not pray with the congregation. And in that case, you should pray the entire prayer straight in order, without skipping anything. If he's anyway not praying with the congregation, start from the beginning, go straight through, and say Shemana Esrei privately. Amoshara brachas, but all the other blessings, v'chol stay there in the entire order of prayer, Psukah de Zimra, together with the Psukah de Zimra, v'mli berchas baruch shama v'yishtarach, excluding the blessing of baruch shama and yishtarach, yachol amram gam la'achar tefillah, they can be recited after the prayers. And therefore, if one has to, in case of pressing need, and one is allowed to skip all of these things, that means the bracha is the order of karbanos, the sacrifices that we say in the morning, then psukei dezimra could all be skipped, and they should be said again after the prayers, as you will discuss. Sif zayin v'lachein, and therefore, la'achar sha'amar sholish brachos hanal, after a person says those three brachos, which are al netilas yadayim, the blessings on the Torah, and Elokai Neshama, v'niyach talis and tefillin, and he put on his talis and tefillin, which are also a prerequisite for prayer. Im huroya, if he sees ki'ein lo'id zman, he does not have any more time, shayuchal ha'giyah mespal Shemana Esrei matzibah, they will not be able to reach to pray Shemana Esrei together with the congregation. Elo, unless, kishi yadalig, unless he skips everything else completely, v'yaschal v'birchaz Yetzer'ar, and starts from the blessing of Yetzer'ar, he who created light, which is the first bracha before Shema, then you should start from there, skip the entire Psukah de Zimra, And you will indeed lose the blessings of Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, because he already mentioned that one cannot say the blessings of Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach after the prayers, and therefore those blessings you will indeed lose out and not be able to say them. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the other opinions that one must say the blessings of Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, and because they are blessings that are said upon reciting Pesukah de Zimra, he has to recite a little bit of Pesukah de Zimra also, and therefore the bottom line, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah is that one must say, at minimum, Baruch Shamar, then Ashrei, and then Yishtabach, and then he can continue with the blessings of Yetzirah and the rest of Kriya Shema, and if he cannot make it to pray together with the congregation, unless he skips even Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach, then he should not skip them, rather he should just say the whole prayer in order from the beginning, and he will indeed have to pray by himself. Continues the Kitzur, If he also has enough time also to say the blessing of Baruch Shamar and Tzilin L'David, what we call Ashrei, until the end, the Hainu Shem Kodesh Le'olam Vared, because the verse V'anachnu Nevarech Kod, the last verse that we add at the end of Ashrei, is another verse which is taken from a different psalm. It's not really part of the psalm of Tzilin L'David. Everyone does not have to say that verse. V'yishtabach, if he's stuck and he doesn't have time, V'yishtabach, and you have time to also end off with the blessing of V'yishtabach, Yoimim, he should say those three together. V'yishtabach, if he has more time, Yoimim, gam halamuka, halamukel v'kotche. Praise God, praise the God in His holiness, His holy abode. He should say the fifth of the set of the halamukas, add Kol Neshama to have a Kol Halamuka until the end of the psalm. All souls should praise God. That is the, we'll say, the most important, quote-unquote, of the Halamukas, and that should be recited next. Optimally, it should be recited in order, as you should plan in advance and see how much time you have. If you realize you have enough time for both, you should say Baruch Shama, Ashrei, Halamukel B'Kotchei, and then Mishtabach. If one is indeed stuck, meaning one made a mistake, and he has to finish the Shtabach, then he realizes he has more time, he could then, if he's stuck, say a little bit more of Pesukei de Zimra before he starts Yetzirah, so that he'll be able to catch up and say Shemoneh Esrei together with the congregation. If he has even more time, the third Halleluka, which is praises Hashem from the skies. The Talmud teaches us that one who says these two Halalukas every day, it's a wonderful thing. He merits blessings from heaven. And therefore, these are the two Halalukas that are considered, quote-unquote, the more important ones. If one is stuck, then one could say these two first. And again, one should preferably say them in order. But if one first said Ashrei, then said the fifth Halaluka, Halalukel B'Kodshei, and then he realized he has more time, he should then say Halus Hashem and Hashemayim, and only afterwards Yishtabach, even though it ends up being out of order. Usually, a Yisrael is a matter, if a person has even more time, Yemre Gam Shah Haleluka, the other three Halalukas. Usually, a Yisrael is if he has even more time, Yemre Gam Vayivarech David al Hashem Tefaytach, he should say Vayivarech David, and David said a blessing, Al Hashem Tefaytach, until the name of your glory, it's the first half of Vayivarech David. Then Yeshli Oyd Zman Yosef, he has even more time, Yer Megam, Hoydu Ad Buhu Racham, we should say from Hoydu until Buhu Racham, and in the middle of the long Hoydu paragraph, should say from the beginning of Hoydu until the words Buhu Racham, the end of Buhu Racham, that verse Buhu Racham. Then Viyadaling, and skip the rest of the verses in Hoydu, Ad v'hu rachum she'kodem Ashrei, until the set of verses that starts with v'hu rachum that are before Ashrei, v'shem yaskon, start from there and continue from there. There are those, this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not mention anything about Mizmor L'Seida. There are those, however, who say that Mizmor L'Seida takes precedence over these verses, and if one has enough time after saying Vayivarech David, you should say Mizmor L'Seida first, a psalm of thanksgiving, and only afterwards say Haidu. Start saying the Pesukim of Haidu. And if he has more time, then he should say the Shira, the song that they said by the Yam, Az Yashir, Vayesha and Az Yashir, as well as the rest of the Pesukim in the end of Haidu. The songs that we add on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, if he did not have a sufficient time to say them, as I then call him is Meirim Vapsukim Shemim Mesam Mecholim, all of the Psalms and all of the verses that we say on a regular weekday, but Hem Hakadima, they take precedence, and one should say the entire regular weekday, weekday Psukah Dezimra, before adding anything for Shabbos, and that includes Nishmas, that one should not even add Nishmas, rather one should preferably say the entire weekday Psukah Dezimra. However, there are those who argue in the Mishnah Berurah, it brings down the opinion, and seems to go with this opinion, that Nishmas is integral on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and if one does not have time, one should say Baruch Shamar, then Ashrei, then Nishmas, and then Yishtabach. So again, there's a disagreement among the Paiskim, the modern-day Paiskim, some prefer the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, whereas others go with the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that Nishmas, instead, only after does not take precedence to the other verses and psalms that are said during the week. Continues the Kitzur, if you have time to say some of these verses and psalms that they add on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so which of them comes first? Nearly, it appears to me, says the Kitzur, that the Shabbos of Yom Kippurim, on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, they are called Shabbos in the Torah. The Torah uses the word Shabbos in reference to Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Then Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, then the psalm starting a song for the day of Shabbos, which is a reference to Shabbos. V'Havan L'Gadol, and the great praise, Shehu Hoidu L'Hashem Kitay, which are the 26 verses, starting with the words Hoidu L'Hashem Kitay, each verse ending in the word words Kima Elam Chastai, because His kindness is forever. Well, Hem Akadima, they take precedence over all the other psalms. Well, B'Shai Yom Tov, every other Yom Tov, which is not referred to as Shabbos in the Torah, so then Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos is not take precedence. Rather, L'Halom HaGadol, L'Vadak Tima, Halom the Great Halom, the Kima Elam Chastai, they alone had take precedence. And if you have more time after that, those two psalms take precedence to all the other ones. And again, here we have a disagreement. Mishnah Berurah disagrees and says that take precedence even to Halom HaGadol and to Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. And again, there is a current day disagreement among the Paiskim, which opinion to go with, whether one should first say Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos and then and Halom HaGadol, and only afterwards Lamed Tzeach and Tefillin L'Moshe, or rather one should first say Lamed Tzeach David V'Shanoisa and Tefillin L'Moshe, and only afterwards, if he has time, say Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos and Halom HaGadol. The Kol Imam is Meirim Vapsukim, and all of these psalms and verses, Yomim Kedem Yishtabach, all preferably be said before Yishtabach. I mentioned before, if one is stuck, he said Yishtabach, and he realized he still has more time, he could go and say some more of Pesukei Dezimra, but optimally one should not do that, he should rather say it before Yishtabach. L'achar Gemara Tefila, if one did indeed skip, and he said Shemoneh Esrei with the congregation, after he's finished praying, after the prayers are over, Yashlim Kol Mashadilin, he should complete, he should say over everything that he skipped, Rak, except Baruch Shama V'Yishtabach, the blessing of Baruch Shama V'Yishtabach, Ein Ermin L'achar HaTfilin, one does not say after the prayers. And this is, again, according to the opinion of the Kitzur, that one could even skip Baruch Shama V'Yishtabach if necessary. We mentioned before the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah that one should not skip Baruch Shama V'Yishtabach ever, and therefore this should be an irrelevant point, unless one accidentally forgot and skipped Pesukei Dezimra and ended up saying Shemoneh Esrei, then he is stuck, and you should not say Baruch Shem and Yishtabach afterwards. V'imraya, but if a person sees Shafilo im Yaschel v'Birchas Yotzer, or even if he skips everything, he starts from the Baruch of Yotzer, or the blessings before saying Kriya Shema, and he will daven straight from there. He will not be able to pray Shemoneh Esrei together with the congregation unless he rushes and he doesn't pray properly. It's preferable, it's better for him to pray by himself in order from the beginning, straight, without skipping anything, slowly with the proper intent, rather than rush through the words quickly, not say the words properly, not have kavanah, not have the proper intentions of what you're saying, not understanding the words you're saying. Rather, pray slowly, and therefore, just start from the beginning and pray in order. Sifches. In Balabes HaKnesses, Vatzibur Maschil and Lespal Psukah DeZimra. If a person comes to the synagogue and the congregation is starting to pray Psukah DeZimra, and he, the newcomer, does not have talis and tefillin with him. He expects that they will be brought to him. He's waiting for someone to bring him his talis and tefillin to the synagogue, which that person has not yet arrived. He's able to pray Psukah DeZimra together with the congregation, even though he's not wearing his talis and his tefillin. And when he comes to him, his talis and tefillin comes to him, when he gets his talis and tefillin, he should put them on after he finishes his shtabach. That time, it's easier to interrupt for something significant like the blessings on the talis and tefillin. So after that time, after his shtabach, before he starts the blessing of Yetzer Or, he should put on his talis and tefillin. He should even say a blessing on them that it's not so severe to interrupt at that time, while he shouldn't talk and say other things, but to say the blessing on the talis and tefillin they didn't have until now is permitted at that time, and therefore you should put on this talis and tefillin. The act of putting them on is not considered a hefsek, it's not considered an interruption, the blessings on them are not considered an interruption, and that is what he should do. The misyari, if he's afraid, that while he is putting them on, he will be held back, he will not be able to pray Shemoneh Esrei with the congregation, meaning they're going to keep moving and they're going to start Yetzer Hara. And the Birchas Kriya Shema, and by the time he finishes putting on his talis and tefillin, he will be behind and he won't be able to catch up and he will miss saying Shemoneh Esrei with the congregation. So then he should say a shortened version of Psukah DeZimra, Yudalek min v'hu rachum shebehoidu ay v'hu rachum shekredem ashrei. He should skip from the v'hu rachum in the verses, collected verses of Haidu, until the Hurachum, which is before Ashrei, and if that gives him enough time, that's good. I mean, Vayeshad Yishlavach, or you should skip the Shira, the song of Al Yashir, starting from the word Vayesha until Yishlavach, you should skip that, or if he feels he won't have enough time, even if he skips one of them, you should skip both, so that, well, Yemer Rakmiz Merim Harikrim, you should only say the main Psalms, Kimesh Yikosavah, as we mentioned earlier. So he'll skip those, he'll say Yishtabach, and then he'll put on his talis and tefillin, Kidei Shiehei Le Pinei, L'Hanichei L'Acha, Shu'omer Yishtabach, Kedem Shemer Hashav Tekadish, that he'll have enough time to put on his talis and tefillin after he said Yishtabach, before the Chazan says Kadish. It seems from this line that even if he won't have enough time to say, to put on his talis and tefillin, and still pray Shemoneh Esrei with the congregation, but he will not have time to, not be able to respond to the Kaddish. And to Baruch Hu, it seems from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that he also should skip a little bit to hasten, to shorten his Psukah DeZimra, so he'll be able to put on his talis and tefillin before the Chazan starts saying Kaddish, so he'll be able to respond Amen, Amen, Yishmi Rabbah, and Baruch Hu to the Chazan, and then start praying together with the congregation from the Birchas Kriya Shema, from the blessings of Kriya Shema. One wants to see more information about the topics discussed in this segment, one could look on the resource page at kitzer365.org.